I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm Robo Evan.
Now, right now, you might be thinking, you guys haven't released a podcast in like forever. And we haven't. But now we're going to rechange a bunch of things. Robo, I'm going to explain it.
All right. Well, you may, if you follow our many different RSS feeds, blog spots.
There's two.
It's two too many. And that's what we're changing. When PBJcast was in its heyday, like 2.5 years ago, there was content being produced on the PBJcast blog spot every week, occasionally on the YouTube channel, and like bi-weekly or just occasionally on the R&R. But now it just seems like we shit out stuff onto the RR and ignore PBJ. So I have this idea of we bring back PBJcast with a whole new format of it's just us talking about shit. It doesn't have to be specific to video games. It doesn't have to be, or a specific video game. It's going to be about video games mostly because that's what we like. You know, that's what we talk about. We're not going to like bring out a fucking sports podcast because that's just, we wouldn't know what we're talking about.
Rube Levin, you weren't there for that meeting.
Oh.
PBJ Sports. This episode of PBJ Sports, the people play the ball with the people.
Oh, I love when the people play the ball with the people.
Yeah, dude, it's really
intense. I see you're an expert, so why don't you tell me more?
They're going to try to get this ball, all right? Keep that in mind. It's a ball. And they're going to try to get it to a certain place. Well, the other people don't want them to take that ball to that certain place.
Okay, like what shape is the ball?
It's a intercontinental ballistic missile. This is actually a metaphor for nuclear relations.
Oh. Nuclear relations? Is that like sexual relations, but
no.
With a lot of radiation?
It's more like thousands of people die.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh.
It was a metaphor. So you see?
I see. Yeah, I see now.
And by people, I actually meant ants.
Oh.
You see where I'm going with this?
No. Okay, this is going. Are ants a metaphor for people?
No, because literal ants. Ants have nuclear weapon technology.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Have you told the government about this?
I think they know. I think the problem is because you know all those underground nuclear weapon testing we did in like the middle of the desert. We were actually wiping out large stockpiles of ant nuclear weapons.
Oh, I see. And now they want their revenge. They've been spending the last, like, 60, 70 years developing more nuclear warheads because we killed the main inventor, you know?
Yeah.
They lost the formula. So they've been working
In collaboration with North Korea.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And you've told the government about this,
too, right? They told me.
No, they told you? Oh, are you a super secret spy?
I work at Terminex. I just go around and I make sure the ants are dead.
Oh. Well, that's it? You're just an exterminator.
Yeah. But in like 100 years, when the ants take over, like, they're not gonna paint me in a favorable light.
No, you're gonna be like, you're like a, I don't know, who's someone who commit, what's someone who's
Inquisition?
I was trying to figure out what you call someone who commits genocide. You're like a genocider.
Yeah.
You're like the Hitler to ants.
Yeah, except for I'm not also an ant. That's the only problem.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like, white people killing all the buffalo.
Yeah, you know what? That's a better analogy. But, okay.
Alright, now go back to talking about our formula.
Yeah, I've totally lost where I was because we went on to nuclear annihilation of ants.
Yep.
So then, you know, PBJ was just sort of empty and not really used. So I've had this great idea of doing a podcast much more frequently, hopefully, that we just kind of talk about shit, whether it's some hilarious thing we read in the news or, you know, video games, mostly video games, because that's just what we do. But it's all going to be put here. Basically, RR has been abandoned. It has cobwebs. We boarded up the windows. It's on.
Oddly enough, RR was being used more often than PBJ was.
Mm-hmm. So but it's all coming back here. It's back to the place it started. It's come full circle.
I don't know if that's a circle, but all right.
It's gone full line.
Yeah.
It's gone from one end of the line back.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
You also could, but also if the line was curved, that could be a circle. You know?
Yeah, but at what point is it a line that curves? Or is it a circle?
Well, I said it's a circle, so now it's a circle.
All right, it's a circle. Fine, whatever.
And on the topic of actually doing things.
Yep.
You may or may not be aware, listener, that we do YouTube videos often. Way more often than this.
Yeah.
2 videos a week, actually. Monday and Friday. Released every Monday, every Friday, unless I forget, because I handle the releasing.
Yes.
Which, it does happen, you know. There's times where I click the wrong date on scheduling, and it comes
something
on a Tuesday.
Something released on Sunday, I think.
No, it was Tuesday.
Oh, Sunday. That was it.
It's because, I know exactly what happened. Because YouTube does this intelligent thing where say I was releasing a video on, say I was putting the date in on Sunday for when it to be released. It automatically puts the date to Monday, because it's assuming you don't want to release it the same day you're messing with it. So, and I looked at it and I said, oh, that's set for Monday, so I'll set it for the day after. Or I saw the day it was set, so then I went, oh, it has to be the day after that, because I assumed the day that was highlighted was Sunday. But it was actually Monday, so I accidentally set it for Tuesday. So things like that happen, but very rarely. But Monday, Friday, every week at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
It comes out on the dot, unless I forget.
But don't forget about Secret Wednesdays.
Secret Wednesdays. And by Secret Wednesdays, you mean Occasional Wednesdays.
And by Occasional Wednesdays, it's usually just Duke does something.
Yeah.
And that just gets thrown on Wednesday.
Yeah, Duke was doing an Alien Isolation series, but he fucked it up from the beginning.
We don't talk about that anymore.
Because it was garbage. I mean, honestly, he could have kept doing it, stuck it through, because, you know, I'm a man of progress, and I believe,
I'm not.
You know, that things could have got better.
Oh, right. I still haven't yet to announce why I actually stopped it.
That's a good point. Yeah, go ahead. Now's a good time to do it.
I lost an hour of footage, and I was like, no, I'm done. That's it. Let's put my hat on the hat rack and just go home.
Put your head on the hat rack.
Put my hat on the hat rack.
Oh, I used to put your head on the hat rack.
No, put it. Or am I taking my hat off the hat rack and then taking my hat with me home? I don't know. I'm going home.
Okay.
But I could do another series instead. But then I was like, dude, I'm just bad at things, so I'm just gonna not do anything ever. So that's where Wednesday's at.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, go follow us at PBJ Cast on YouTube.
There's a link to it from the Blogspot.
Probably, yes. And now we move on to the meat of the podcast. Video games.
Ham.
Ham.
Just kidding, I hate ham. Turkey's good though.
So Duke, why don't you explain to us a bit about this great game that some would call Shadow of Mordor.
Alright. Shadow of Mordor. It's a really cool game. I like a lot of what's going on there. But the game is not a game I play a lot. It does a weird thing where it kind of just starts, but I don't really know what I'm supposed to do. It's like, alright, here you go. Here you're in this open world, go have fun. And I'll like murder someone for like 5 minutes. Then I'll close the game, because I'm like, that's enough, that's enough for me, I'm done now.
Yeah, that's how I feel, is that I went over my dad was like, hey, yo, dude, have you seen this cool video game? And I was like, no, and I played it, and I was like, this game's really cool, and then I went and bought it, and I was like, wow, this game's amazing, it is, it's really cool, it's just, it's not, I don't know, it's there's nothing enticing me to play it. Like, I play it, and I'm like, this is really enjoyable, but I'm like, I could just play something else. You know what I mean? There's no, like, multiplayer to play with friends that's bringing me into it. There's no... It's just, I really enjoy playing it, but after 5 minutes, I'm like, there's no real direction. There's no, like... I'm not sure if there's... I don't think there's a fast travel, so it just involves a lot of walking around.
There is fast travel. You could fast travel all the towers.
No. Well, I don't use it then. And it's just a lot of, like, me walking around fighting enemies, just trying to get from point A to point B, and I just get so distracted fighting all these enemies. Because there's no friendlies in there. I don't know if you, dear listener, have ever played the game. But the idea is you're just some guy.
You're a shadow of Mordor.
You're a shadow. But you're in Mordor, and it's Mordor. Like, there's just enemies everywhere. There's no friendlies. Like, there's, like, some, like, resistance of, like, captured people that you talk to. But, like, other than that, like, when you're walking through the world map, you're only going to find enemies.
I think you just figured it out, RoboEvan. I think the reason I usually don't play that game for long stretches of time is because how I typically play games is I try to find the path of least resistance, to, like, sneak around and do stuff. But in that game, there are only enemies.
Yeah.
So the path of least resistance is to save and close the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, when you're playing a game, like, open, like, that's an open world, like, let's say Assassin's Creed, there's enemies around, but you can sneak by them just by going through the rooftops, or just if you're not, if you don't have, like, a wanted level or whatever, you can just walk right by them, and they won't care. You know? In Shadow of Mordor, they're just everywhere. If you're really, if you're careful enough, you can dodge by them, because it does have stealth elements, but it's much more enjoyable to run past them riding a huge, like, beast animal.
Yeah, I don't remember its name either.
You know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know, and that's the thing, is I really enjoy playing it. I like it. It's got, you know, it's got characters from words from the actual Lord of the Rings series. You know, every box is checked, like, yes, this is a good game. It's just, it doesn't have just that like X factor of making me want to go back and play it.
Yeah, like there's, yeah. Also, I have a problem with the game, which is there are points in the game where it will just beat you down.
Mhm.
Like, all right, so there's Warchiefs, and you don't know, Warchiefs are basically like miniature bosses running around at any given point in time. And at one point I ran into like 5 of them.
Oh yeah, this is fun.
And like, I just started playing the game, I can't really upgrade myself that much in any direction, so I just have the shit beat out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just sort of respawn, and then I just close the game, and I was like, that's enough Shadow of Mordor for today.
Yeah. I remember the first time I played it with my dad when he was on the Xbox, and he was like, hey, take a look at this game, it's really cool. I booted it up, I did the tutorial, and then I came out, and I did, like, the, you know, initial, like, learn how to actually fight people in a real combat scenario thing, and then it, like, released me into the world. And the first thing I did was I walked over to a group of enemies and started fighting them, but there's a Warchief there. And if you don't know what the Warchief system is in that game, go, there's probably some, like, article or video explaining it. I really don't know how to explain it. It's cool. It's probably one of the coolest things about the game. But the thing that the Warchiefs can do is they can also, like, if you're fighting them for long enough, more Warchiefs will come to try and fight you. So I got to a point where, because I'm really decent at, like, Arkham Asylum, Assassin's Creed kind of fighting games, where you can just dodge around, I got to a point where I was just dodging, like, swinging once in a while, and, like, countering. And I got to, there were, like, I think 7 Warchiefs there? I can't remember if it was, like, 7 or 8, but there was, like, 7 Warchiefs there. And eventually I died, and when the Warchiefs kill you, or you die when you're fighting them, they start gaining, like, they gain levels and are harder to kill.
Yeah.
So it was just me in the beginning, and I wasn't trying to fight them, and they just charged me, and now I'm stuck with a bunch of high-level people that are trying to hunt me down and kill me, because I was level 1 and accidentally attacked the wrong group of people.
Yeah. That's... I really like the game. I wish there was some sort of, like, no Warchief for the first, like, 24 in-game hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, like, alright, there's this Warchief, and his ability is he can attack multiple times. So even if you deflect him once, he'll still keep attacking you. And I wasn't too on time with blocking anyways, so I blocked his first attack, and I went, alright, good work, me. I block the first attack, and now he's gonna be stunned. Why isn't he stunned? Why is he attacking me? I am now dead. Yeah, I think that one dude I had would attack multiple times, and even if you blocked him, he still did damage to you. So that was one of the first Warchiefs I ran into was a guy who kind of real messed me up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that sort of... Now, it's still a very good game, and it's something that could easily, you know, you fix it later on by leveling up, then you can go and fight those guys. But it's one of those things where you start the game, and you're like, oh, okay, this game's just gonna make me cry.
Yeah.
This game's just gonna make me not like it because it wants to be super difficult, but not in a good way. There's also another thing that conflicts me with this game. Is when I bought it, I thought this game's great. I had played it before. I was very, you know, I played a lot of it. I had to stop myself from playing it so that way I wasn't bored when I got it on PC. And I bought it, and I went, yeah, sure, and I'll buy the season pass. And I bought the season pass, and I was like, cool. But then they released a DLC that isn't in the that isn't in the season pass.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
But it's also just a DLC that like adds like really like whack like OP
it
stuff.
It just unlocks a bunch of stuff from what I recall.
Yeah, it's just
like there was a lot of people complaining who got the DLC that they because it just unlocks a whole bunch of stuff. They're complaining that the game like wasn't the same anymore.
Yeah.
So even if you get the DLC, you still kind of might not want it.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm saying is I'm like, I guess I don't want the DLC, but like what like you released two things of DLC. One of it was free.
Yeah.
And the other one wasn't included in the season pass.
Yeah. Season pass is looking like a real good investment.
So why did I buy the season pass?
Yeah. I mean, the season pass probably, like, when you read it, it's probably like, oh, we're going to release this thing then, or whatever.
Yeah.
We probably haven't gotten to the first thing yet, but, I mean, the free DLC I'm all about, but then, like, cheat DLC is kind of a bummer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Roblox, want to talk about cheat DLC some more?
Oh, I love cheat DLC.
Assassin's Creed Unity, you can pay them money to just tell you where things are.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Hey, want to buy a map of every chest in the game? Give them, like... Oh, geez, I don't remember how everything lines up, because it's one of those things where you're not giving them cash for the thing. You're giving them cash for points, and then you spend the points on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really wacky, but there's a whole bunch of maps for just stuff, just to tell you where things are, so you don't... So theoretically, if you want to go find all of the murder mysteries, which is one of the maps, instead of wandering around just finding them, you could pay, you know, Ubisoft 150 Helix points, I believe, and they'll just give you that.
Are you talking about Uplay points,
no,
or is it another
Helix.
Kind of currency?
You give them money for Helix points.
Okay, I was wondering, cause when you said they were points, I was wondering if you meant Uplay currency. Okay,
no.
Yeah. Now, Duke owns Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yes,
I don't.
I got it for free. I buy it.
Yeah, I'm smart.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. It's just... A DLC. The thing that confused me is that why would I buy this? Because I feel like isn't that what like IGN and all those other web like what, I don't know what GameSpot. I don't even know.
Yeah, walkthroughs.
Walkthroughs. Yeah, like aren't those what isn't like that what those websites exist for? Not microtransactions so you can find something you can already get for free off the internet.
Also, you can't open some of the chests unless you use the like iPhone companion app.
I'm really annoyed with these syncing your video games to your smartphone apps.
Because I don't have a smartphone.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I have a smartphone because I don't live in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
But I just don't enjoy it. I don't want to have... I'm playing a video game on my PC. I'm not playing it on my phone. I don't want to have to take out my phone. I don't want to have to download your software so you can then spam me with ads and whatever.
Yeah.
Just so that I can do something in this video game.
Yeah, and it's really... There's a video. It's going to be uploaded on Duke Wednesday or whatever at some point. It's like 5 seconds long. I mean, I'm probably going to compile it with a whole bunch of other Assassin's Creed nonsense I run into. But it's a video of me just hammering on E on a chest and with a pop-up saying, you know, you need to download the companion app to open this chest. You need to download the companion app to open this chest. You need to download the companion app to open this chest. Which I literally cannot do. I literally cannot open that chest for the entirety of, I don't know, ever, because
dude,
I run off a smartphone.
There's now an iPhone deal where you can get half off your next iPhone if you use the code I'm a huge asshole, AssassinsCreedUnity.com.
You know what? I'd actually be kind of impressed if, like, there's some weird Assassin's Creed or Ubisoft Apple-like crossover thing where Apple just gave Ubisoft like $1 million. I was like, alright, just put a bunch of dumb shit in your games that people can only do on iPhones.
Yeah, I don't get this. Like, they show this stuff at E3 all the time, like the Dead Rising thing, where the guy calls in the airstrike using his tablet or whatever, and it's cool when you see it, but then you think about it for more than a minute, and you're like, that's just annoying. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm just trying to play my game, you know, I'm just relaxed, and maybe I'm listening to a podcast and music, or I'm just chilling out. Now it's like, oh yeah, you gotta call in this airstrike. I look over, my phone isn't, like, on my charger next to my computer, I gotta get up, I gotta go find my phone, I gotta go download your app. I'm just trying to play your game. I want to relax. I don't want to make an effort or have to download all your stuff just so that I can call in an airstrike. It's been done through cinematic or hitting a button.
Yeah. There's a... All right, so I'm going to go back to the Helix points things. All right, 150 Helix points for a map, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can give them $100 for 5,000 Helix points. There's only, like, 5 map buying options available. So, you know what that means?
No, I don't. What does that mean, Duke?
Either A, they're hiding things I can buy from me until I'm later on stage in the game, which I think is weird, but totally possible. Like, they might not let me buy some stuff until I unlock a certain part of the map. But also, that might mean they're just going to put more stuff in there later.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I would like to make a formal statement to Ubisoft, to every development company? Did I say that? I don't know. I sound like I said that weird. Okay. To every you know, large development company, to just most of the gaming industry currently, fuck you. It has gotten to a ridiculous point of insanity when it comes to just the shitty microtransactions and cross-promotion and just crossplay. Like, I would use your smartphone to do basic things, but like open a chest in a video game. But, you know, other games go down the line of, oh, you want to open this chest? Well, you got to buy keys, which cost, you know, $5 or, you know, 10 game points. You know, it's just... Can we all just slow down, take a minute, and, like, not just pump games? Because there are really good games, genuinely good games around, that are just being spoiled by, like, microtransactions.
Yeah.
Like, alright.
Like Team Fortress 2?
Yeah, it's off. I hate those Team Fortress 2 microtransactions that don't matter at all.
Yeah.
But there are games that, like, I remember, alright, I was in the PlanetSide 2 beta, and I got an extra copy, so I invited Duke, and we played it a bunch. I always use this example because it's a decent one. And I was playing it, and I really enjoyed it, and I was having a lot of fun, and I had a lot of items, and I played it a lot. And then it got released, and all of a sudden I wasn't good at the game anymore. And they took away all my items because it was released, and they rebalanced everything, and they made everything cost more certs, which is the in-game currency. I remember a scope for, like, my assault or my LMG used to cost 50, and now it costs 100. My rocket launcher used to cost 250, $250, now it costs 500. And all of a sudden, I wasn't able to play the game anymore. Now, I have a friend who is a sucker and feeds the machine, and bought...
He's also a moron.
Yeah, and bought, some station cash, or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's very, very, very good at the game, all of a sudden.
Yeah, but he bought station cash for the character that none of us play on.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah. That's why he's an idiot. Not because he gave him the money. I mean, that's a separate issue, but he's an idiot because he gave the money to not play a game with us.
Yeah. But if you look at this, you just go, okay, so, and, like, I would much rather just give them $20 or $60 or $50, whoever they're going to charge, one time or even monthly. I mean, I probably wouldn't play if it was a monthly subscription because I don't enjoy throwing money away.
Yeah.
But I could totally get it. But if you gave me the full game, you know what I mean? I'm playing a free-to-play game, sure, but I don't want to have to spend $20 every 5 months or whatever just because I want a new weapon. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to give you money just so I can play the game the way it was meant to be played. PlanetSide 2 was a great game that I really enjoyed playing, and then they added all these microtransactions. Yeah, and it's almost unplayable now. Like, it's unplayable. I still play it. I still enjoy it. But it's just, I know I'm not getting the experience I was getting whenever it was in beta, because the microtransactions weren't as in your face. You know, like, even I was playing the other day. I reinstalled it recently. That's why it's, you know, on my brain. And I was playing. It's like, oh yeah, you want to go to this continent or map or whatever it is. Yeah, well, it's full right now. But if you give us $5, we'll put you in the express pass. We'll put you in the express lane so you can get in sooner. It's not even like we'll put you in immediately. It's like, if it's $5 and we'll think about letting you play the game.
Yeah.
It's just, there are games that are ruined by microtransactions, and it's not cool.
You know what game isn't ruined by microtransactions?
Macrotransactions? Yeah.
Assassin's Creed Unity is ruined by microtransactions because they want me to give them $100 for all their stupid Helix points.
Mm-hmm.
Which, all right, I'm gonna go back to that for a little bit because I don't understand what's going on with those. Because, all right, if I'm playing some game with like temporary buffs, I can understand how they want me to give them money so I can get that temporary buff again. But I'm just buying locations of items on a map, so I don't know like why I would. Like, yeah. Theoretically, I could just have like a bunch of money sitting in Assassin's Creed that I would never spend because I wouldn't even have the opportunity to. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, like, later on in the game, they let me unlock more stuff to pay the money for, but that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But whatever. Anyways. Payday 2.
Oh, Payday 2.
I like what they do with their DLC, which is, I don't know. I buy it. I don't know if I like it, or if I just like buying guns.
But yeah, Payday DLC is good because it's DLC that's not necessary,
yeah.
But also isn't like you can buy Payday 2, play with your friends. Like I do this. I don't own any of the Payday DLC, but Duke, who owns every single one of it, I play with him. You know,
yeah,
like Robo, all the time.
I don't own the Christmas soundtrack DLC.
Oh, I do because you gave me it.
Yeah, I somehow ended up with 3 copies of the soundtrack.
I have
Christmas soundtrack DLC. I've never used it myself, but I'll give it to other people.
Uh-huh. I used it, and I still have an extra one. But yeah, so Duke has all the DLC except the Christmas soundtrack.
Thank you.
And I play with him all the time. I don't feel like I'm missing anything. Sure, he has cooler guns that I want, but it's not like the guns are better. They're just different. You know what I mean?
That 50 cal is pretty great.
Yeah, that is pretty great.
But it also has no ammo. Pros, cons.
Yeah, everything has pros. You know, and also, it's not a PvP game. So,
yeah.
You're not... That's where microtransactions start to fall apart. It's when it becomes someone else is better than you in this game just because they gave money. That's where microtransactions start to ruin games. And then there's also the other end of the spectrum, like Assassin's Creed, where they're just dumb. But they don't ruin the game. They just don't make any sense and are stupid and have no...
Unless they make sense later on, and then they'll make me angrier.
But yeah, in Payday, I play it all the time. I don't feel like... I don't feel like I'm less useful. I don't feel like I get less kills. I just have different weapons that have different stats, you know? I mean, sure, you know, there are DLCs in Payday that come up with more heists. You know, Payday 2 is a game about heisting, if you don't know what it is. You know, you're a bunch of bank robbers. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We did a video on it. I think it came out last Friday.
We did a bunch of clips. We did 2 videos on it, I think.
Yes, we did have 2 videos on it. That's true. Yeah, but the thing about Payday is that most of the DLCs just add a bunch of weapons, or they add grenades, or they add something like this. But some of them will add new heists, you know, whether it's, I know recently they had a Hotline Miami heist.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you're basically playing Hotline Miami.
But here's the great thing about Payday 2, which is, if I'm hosting the server, I can pick the Hotline Miami heist and RoboWeapon can play it.
Yeah, even though I don't own the DLC. Which is what I was going to say is that... Like, I'm not losing out because I don't own the DLC. That's the thing. Yeah. The DLC would, of course... owning the DLC would be better, but owning every game on Steam would be better. You know what I mean? It's a thing of... If I wanted to, I could buy all this DLC, but I'm not getting a worse experience because I didn't give them a bunch of money.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, and you are, because you're not getting a 50 cal.
That's true. I am not getting a 50 cal.
Pretty great. Watch our Payday 2 video. Have I done a Payday? No, I don't think the 50 cal is in any of those.
Ah, damn. Well, maybe you should just make a 50 cal
montage.
Frag montage.
Oh, that'd be wacky.
Bulldozers.
Yeah, dude. If you don't know about Payday 2, watch those videos. Second thing, bulldozers are the heaviest enemy in Payday 2, and they usually take a couple magazines to take down.
They usually take your entire squad just shooting at their face for a good a minute and a half.
I can shoot him in the body twice with a 50 cal and he's down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Payday's great. Yeah. But so, yeah, there's games like that that don't ruin their game through microtransactions or lots of DLC. And there's a lot of Payday DLC. I think there's $50 altogether, which is a lot. It costs more than the game itself.
Yeah. But I only get it on sale because I'm not a chump. Except for that one time I bought that one that wasn't on sale because it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing is I don't own the DLC. Or I've never bought a thing of DLC. I've been given DLC, you know, like the Christmas soundtrack. But I've never bought DLC, and I don't feel like I'm at any disadvantage. I don't feel like I'm losing the game. But also, that's because it's co-op. Maybe if it was PvP, maybe I would, but I honestly doubt it.
Yeah. Also, you know what's another game that does DLC really well?
What game, Duke?
Clandestine.
What kind of how much DLC is there in Clandestine?
There's none.
Well, I think they're doing it the best.
Yeah, but also it's early access, so like they could add a bunch of DLC later on.
They could. But yeah, so Duke, do you want me to inform you about this game called Clandestine, even though you brought it up?
Even though I brought it up and have played it in the video we did? Yeah, sure, Ro, you talk about Clandestine.
Well, Clandestine, you see, Duke, is a video game where one person is a secret agent that's going all sneaky.
All right, I have a question here. Is the second person a robot?
You know what? I don't know. They totally very well could be.
All right.
The second person is like the hacker buddy. You know, in all the secret agent movies, there's always like the guy in the earpiece who's like, "Give me a minute, and I'll hack into the security grid." And like, you know, the other guy plays as that guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I might be. You know, or if you watch the most, or if you watch the most recent PBJ video, I play as the person sneaking around, doing all the groundwork, and Duke's up in the out in the van across the street, hacking into the security grid.
Yeah, and it's pretty great. Fun.
I really enjoy Clandestine, except it has the plague that all games have recently is that it's early alpha.
Yeah.
So it's a really neat game with really neat concepts, and I really like it, except it's not unplayable, because I can play it and enjoy it, but the movement is really broken and buggy.
Sometimes people walk through doors.
Yeah, people walk through doors. The shooting doesn't feel very fluid. I don't really know what I'm doing. Yeah. It doesn't look too great. You know what I mean? Like, there's big issues with it that once they get ironed out, it'll be a great game. I think it'll be a very, very, you know, good game with a neat concept. But as of right now, it's just one of those games where you're like, I get this is cool, but I don't want to play it because I know I'm going to die to, like, someone walking through a door or me, like, not being able to move properly because the game just freaks out.
My favorite part is when you shoot a guy and he doesn't become alerted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Or even when you shoot around them, you know, like, you miss 3,000 times because the shooting in the game's weird.
Yeah, the shooting in that game... I don't know if this is probably on purpose, but you're incredibly inaccurate.
Yeah, you have to, like, you have to be aimed down sight for, like, a good 5 seconds before the reticule is actually centered. Even then, you don't have you're not very accurate.
Yeah, you just left-click until he stops moving, basically.
But And I guess it's, you know, to kind of... I guess it's to kind of persuade people to be more stealthy, you know what I mean? Shooting to be a last resort.
But also, the AI is so bad at detecting being shot at anyways.
Yeah, so you can just shoot a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really understand what, like, because even it shows you, like, you don't throw away your, like, empty magazines or, like, or your half-empty magazines, so you have them, but, like, you can, like, load them into your gun, and I'm not sure which one's empty and which one's not empty and, like, what I'm actually doing when I'm loading
And sometimes
ammo.
The game doesn't want to let you reload, so what I'll end up doing is I'll kill a guy, then I'll just take his gun, then I'll use that gun to kill a guy, and then take that guy's gun, which is, like, the only surefire way I know of to have, like, a relatively full clip.
Yeah. There's just weird stuff that, like, once it's all ironed out and made into a really neat game, it will be really neat, because it will be a really neat game.
Yeah.
But if you'd like to see that, you can take a look at the YouTube channel that we are constantly plugging.
Yeah. Look at our YouTube videos, because no one does.
No one, I mean, you know, I don't want to say that.
Two views, past 3 days.
Yeah,
any of our videos ever.
But that's like, you know... You know, I mean, we don't have a lot of views, sure, but we have more than some people. That's all, and that's all that matters, you know?
Oh, who?
Someone.
Yeah,
there's someone out there that's making videos that are probably better than ours, to be honest, and we're getting equal views. That's what you have to think about in perspective, too, is that we make the best videos that we can, you know, as of right now. We're not experts, we're not professionals, we're not rich men, we are just two...
I'm a rich man, but that's a story for another time.
That's true, actually. We're just two good, we're just two happy gents making some content for people to watch.
Two Happy Gents. That's our new YouTube channel name. Two Happy Gents.
Two Happy Gents. And if they want to watch it, they do. And if they don't, they don't. You know, there's not much else to, you know, to do.
All right. Also, but I'm going to start paying YouTube to plug our channel.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Have you seen?
I don't think you have to pay them. I think it's done.
Oh, that'd be fun. Changes. But have you? Oh man, there's this one I got a bunch where it was a guy and it was all Minecraft and he's like, "Hello, thanks for looking at my YouTube channel or whatever. I play Minecraft. What's the name of that Minecraft mod everyone plays?
Tekkit maybe.
I do videos on Minecraft. Too many Tekkit.
What the fuck is it called? Feed the Beast? Is that it?
Feed the Beast? Yeah, like he just like listed a bunch of stuff and it was all Minecraft. And it was one of those moments where I really wanted to have like a thumbs down button on the ad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, I hate you so much, but you're going to make so much more money because like everyone wants to watch goddamn Minecraft videos.
True.
And I saw his ad all the time. So that meant there's someone else who's seeing it all the time. He's like, "Hey guys, let's look at some Minecraft videos." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "God damn them all."
Is that, like, people, you know,
if you like Minecraft videos, you're a real cool guy. Please watch on YouTube.
Yeah. You know, there's some... All right, you know what makes me mad about YouTube ads is when people just put their own... They don't do anything. They just put a video on there. Oh, yeah.
There's one guy who did that with War Thunder.
Mm-hmm. They just put videos. They're like, "Hello, this is a video." And then they put the entire video as the ad. There are also people who are like real YouTubers who have like, you know, get millions of views that do like real trailers. You know what I mean? So they're like edited well. It's like, "This is my channel. Here's some clips from it. You know, subscribe here," or whatever. And I think those are neat because it's, you know, YouTube is a real thing now. It's a real thing that people do.
You know what also upsets me? Wow, this is just getting turned into upset cast.
Mm-hmm.
People who get lots of views and have, like, bad microphones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you get exactly what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're all on the same page about this one.
See, I don't want to say anything, because that sounds petty and rude, and, like, being an asshole. But me and Duke watched a video of some guy in his podcast, and I'm honestly going to say that through all the dead air, how about this, that we've had this podcast, we're getting back into the groove of it, our show is 10,000 times better than this. They had a sponsor. I'm not gonna say which one because then that adds more clues.
Well, it's Audible. Everyone has an Audible account.
That's true. Everyone has an Audible sponsor.
Except for us.
Yeah, we don't because frankly we're shit. But Audible.
Tell us how to get an Audible sponsorship, please.
I enjoy Audible. You know, I get books from there sometimes. I enjoy audiobooks. I like audio. I read. I listen to reading.
I have a guy. I know a guy who has some of his books in Audible. And you know, you're like a first free book or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you, it's some weird thing, but if you get 10 people to have your book be chosen as their first free book, he gets like $50.
Oh, cool.
It's some weird thing where they want, I don't know how else to put this, but basically if you're doing one of those free Audible things and you're getting a free book, actually keep in mind that don't just like go, "Oh, hey, let's check out this weird random thing." But, like, actually think of a book you totally want because you're actually going to be giving that author quite a bit of money.
See? You learn something new every day. You know what? Audible, I appreciate this. I like that you're supporting authors. They don't, you know. I like supporting art forms. You know, we do an art, me and Duke. If you can call this art, I call it a fart.
It's modern art.
I'm a comedian.
It's postmodern.
Postmodern? You mean future art?
It's, this podcast represents the decline of humanity.
You know what? If we could spin this just shit into something that means more than it does, I would love that.
Robo-Evan, that's what postmodern art is. You just say something means something.
Okay, got it.
But, like, you don't have to acknowledge it at all in the thing you're doing. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to acknowledge it all in this podcast. Just afterwards, someone listens to it and says it's bad. I could just say, "Oh, it's postmodern art." And they'll be like, "Oh,
of course. Damn, you're a genius."
That. Yeah.
So, I agree with you. People with shitty microphones that still somehow have a large following and that aren't really that constructive or funny or
like,
entertaining.
Like, it was a software issue, too. Like, I think I could have made, like, I wanted to, like, walk over to wherever this dude was and be like, "No, you just need to change this one setting and you won't, like, be sounding bad anymore."
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, that's fine.
See, we know what we're doing. We are almost professionals. The only issue comes is that we're doing this over the internet. That's the worst way to do anything. This is the internet because, you know, we live in different places. But like
all of the stuff we did with Vaughn was amazing because Vaughn's amazing.
That's true.
All in one room, me and Vaughn hanging out. It was great.
But you know what?
I mean, if you're going to do anything, make sure everyone's in the same room and it'll be 8 times better than if they're not.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You know? I mean, I've convinced Duke to come live in my basement. He hasn't been up for it.
No.
I've been trying to convince Duke.
I don't think you actually have a basement.
I do have a basement.
You have a basement
there's
now?
There's a washing machine down there.
All right.
There's a drying machine down there.
You know what, RoboEvan? That sounds oddly similar to the situation I'm in right now.
Mm-hmm. See, Duke? It would be like your home away from home.
Yeah. All right, now see, here's the thing about being in a basement with a washing machine and a dryer. Is you can just, like, walk naked to the dryer, take out clothes, put them on, and then walk back.
Dude, these are all good things.
It's a real good thing.
But you know just, what? What I'm saying is, if someone would like to, you know, if someone's like a talent scout, and they're thinking, you know what? I like these guys. They have potential. You could come to the greater Boston area. You could fly the Duke of New York to here.
No, I'm not going to Boston. Studio.
And then I'll be good.
Yeah. Or you could fly Vaughn to me, because Vaughn's amazing.
True.
Alright. So, what's left? We have a Far Cry 4. Eh?
Yeah?
Far Cry 4?
Eh?
You know what my favorite part about Far Cry 4 DLC is?
Mm-hmm.
Day 1 DLC.
Oh, yeah, man.
They haven't like actually announced that, but I'm just pretty sure that's probably just what's going to happen.
Yeah, dude, I love me some Day 1 DLC.
Remember with Hitman Absolution, there was a bunch of Day 1 DLC, and it was all like weird stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That's like really Deus Ex stuff?
It was just stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
That was
DLC's wacky.
Yeah, DLC in general was really weird, because unless you're adding something like an expansion, like with Red Orchestra, when they added Rising Storm, which is a whole new expansion. It's just it's not or what the Payday does when they actually add new content to the game.
Yeah,
it's just that weird gray line of, okay.
Like, when are you paying for something that was made after the game was finished, and when are you just paying for more of a game?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Exactly. When are you paying for an expansion or addition onto the game currently, or just parts of the game they can milk money out of you for?
Yeah. I think DLC is weird, because a lot of companies, like, don't understand that the DLC is supposed to be stuff that you made, like, a month later, after the game was released, and they're like, oh, hey, here, I have this, like, thing for, like, $5, and they're like, oh, hey, look at this thing, it's $5, I'll just get it, you know what, whatever, you know what, I'll just get it, or you have, like, expansions, which are, here's, like, a whole new game.
Mm-hmm.
Give us like $15 for it, and some companies just sort of go, "Give us $15."
Yeah,
like that's it. Yeah, that's just it. Just give us $15.
Give us $15. How do you like having unique apps, huh? How about $15?
Although Borderlands 2 is also terrible about DLC because not all of their DLC is included in the season pass, and I don't buy games without also buying all of the DLC because I'm crazy.
You know what? I can confirm. Duke is, in fact, a madman.
Yeah. Like, Borderlands 2 was on sale for, like, 75% off, but it was becoming such a hassle to figure out what DLC came with the season pass and what DLC did not come with the season pass that I just didn't get the game, because there's, like, 20, 30 things there,
mm-hmm.
and, like, 23 of them are included with the season pass, but, like, figuring out which 7 aren't, because it's not actually listed anywhere, was driving me mad, so I just was like, you know what? I'm not getting Borderlands 2. That's just...
Damn. That may be like the only time you've ever shown any sort of restraint in your entire, you know, buying shit off Steam career.
Yeah, I have eight copies of Orion Prelude.
Mm-hmm. Eight copies. You know what, Duke? Speaking of Orion Prelude, you know what that leads into. You know what that game's about?
Really good DLC management, which is they have none. They just update the game.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
That Even may though be it's a terrible game.
That may be the only compliment you'll ever hear me give Orion Dino Horde, or Prelude, or Beatdown, over the fuck they're calling it today.
Yeah, they just kept changing the name, too. It's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. You know who else changed their name?
Day One Gary's incident? No, that's something else.
The War Z. Or War Z? Infestation Survivor Stories.
Oh, that's it.
Or that game that no one plays because it's really bad and gets to rip off of another game that's also, like, mediocre.
One of the few games that Steam has offered Day One refunds on because they lied about what was in the game.
Like, hold on. I would like to say something right now. This is a public service announcement from, or this is a public message, an open letter, let's say, from myself to Steam. Please get your shit together, Steam. Please stop. Just, there's so much shit on Steam that just doesn't work and isn't finished and has no, like, I know, I like that Steam, you can get anything on Steam and just, like, you know, especially if it's gone through Greenlight. I like that it's an open sort of market, but at least a small bit of quality control would be good, you know? Because there are games out there that just aren't finished. There's just games that they put on Steam that just aren't done. They sell them. People buy them, and then there's nothing that can be done about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what happens with early access. So there's a game, there are games on there, and I could go all day listing different games and, you know, whatever, but there's a game specifically, whatever, remind me about. Yeah, but there are just games that just aren't done. There are games that they charge money for them that were just made in like 5 minutes and aren't done. And people buy them, and these people are just, you know, it's probably just one guy, like, who's like, I'll do this for a day. Up, put it on Steam, make a bunch of money. That's
it. And like, like Assassin's Creed Unity, Hong Kong.
Yeah, at least Assassin's Creed Unity is just broken. At least it wasn't like purposefully made to be broken. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least, like, there's a small bit of effort that went into it. When it comes to these other games, like Air Control, if anyone knows about that
Rebel Oven likes to talk about Air Control.
I fucking hate this game.
Yeah.
All it is it's just someone made a shitty game like Unity, or I don't even know, I think it was Unity.
Yeah, because Unity's like the thing you get a free trial for.
They didn't finish it, they didn't polish it, there's no, like, I don't think there's any audio that isn't just stock audio.
Like, theoretically, if I wanted to learn game design and then made a class project, that would be Air Control.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just dumb. And what happens is people buy it for their friends because they think it's goofy. It's the same thing Duke does, that he owns eight copies of Orino. Damn, that should be the next game, but, like, with Rhinos.
Basically, the thing is, I'm secretly kind of really into that game.
Well, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
But and they're feeding this machine of shit where people will go and they're like, oh, this game's shit, I'll buy it for my friend. But you're still spending $10 or $5 or whatever. I mean, at least Orion,
you're still feeding the beast.
99 cents. Yeah, you're still giving money to this person. They're still making money. They're still getting this revenue. You know what I mean? They're still making money for making a non-finished game. And it just encourages shit like Rock Simulator and Grass Simulator. You know?
Yeah.
There's stuff that isn't a real game, but is making it through Greenlight because it's goofy.
Yeah. People are making loads of money.
Loads of money. I've always said this. If you want to make a bunch of money in the modern age, make a mobile game or a goofy, really shit indie game and put it on Steam. That's how you make money now.
Yeah.
That's the best way. You know, you don't write a book because you'll be losing money that way. You don't get a job because that requires effort.
Yeah.
You just scam the system of the internet. You know, you start shitty Kickstarters that are just like, help me make potato salad. And then you get $15 billion. You know? That's just what you do. Because we live in the age of morons. So, scam the system.
We live in the age of morons and people who encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
Join the Illuminati today.
what I was getting at, though.
But seriously, though, like, let's start a secret society. Just, like,
what should we call it?
Murder people.
Murder people?
Assassins. We're the assassins.
Oh, wait a minute. Do.
And then, someone else could be the Templars.
Who could the Templars be? Maybe that podcast we were talking about that we're not going to mention the name of, because it's really shit.
Yeah, they could be the Templars.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't really know, like, alright.
Okay.
I've been playing. Right. I played the first Assassin's Creed and Assassin's Creed Unity. Basically, I own all of them except for 4, I think, on the PC. Well, the ones that released on PC. I played the first one, which, if you don't know, the first Assassin's Creed is like a real drag.
Yeah, the first
compared
Assassin's
to
Creed,
all the other ones.
Yeah, the thing, the first Assassin's Creed, if you haven't played the games, is, I sort of like to think of it as like they were testing the waters about how they could make a game like
this.
They
were spending all of their time on developing the climbing engine.
Yeah.
Like, and then from later on, they could just pull the climbing engine and focus on developing the actual game.
Like, what happened is, there's the beginning of Assassin's Creed, where you're like, this is really cool. There's the middle of Assassin's Creed, where you're like, why the fuck am I still playing this game? Because it's just shitty repetitive, like repetitive quests. It's nonsense. It goes on way too long. And then there's the end of Assassin's Creed, where you're like, this is cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they sort of fixed it, and it's been progressively getting better up until Black Flag. And then they went to Unity, and it just shat itself.
Yeah.
It shat itself real hard.
Yeah. But I actually don't really know, like, what Old Templar, like, assassin thing is. Like, assassins are all about freedom, but, like, they're assassins, so they're going around murdering people.
Yeah.
And then Templars are all, like, freedom through, or strength through Unity, or no, it's Unity through strength. That's
the
it.
The idea is...
Unity through strength, honk honk.
Yeah. The Unity engine through shitty game developers.
Yeah.
The idea is the assassins are all like, freedom should be free. You know what I mean? Like the world will be a better place if everyone's free and we can do whatever we want. Yeah. It's a great place and you can do whatever you want because freedom, yay. And the Templars are all like, yeah, but the world will be a way better place if we just made everyone. They're basically Nazis. They want to create like,
yeah, but you see, I'm kind of into the Templars.
They're like Nazis without the genocide. You know what I mean? They're just sort of like, we can make the world a better place using, like, these amazing, like, you know, supernatural weapons.
Wunder weapons.
Yeah, we can totally make the world a better place by just,
also,
like,
are there aliens
everyone.
In Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, they're called Precursor, I think.
Because that's what everyone calls everything.
Yeah, they're supposed to be, like, the race that was before humans. Like, I'm not saying just before humans, I mean, like, before, like, the Big Bang, you know what I mean? Like, not the Big, I don't even know how they explain it.
Aliens.
Yeah, no, they're not aliens, because they're, like, old humans.
Yeah, but still aliens.
Yeah, it's wacky. And, like, they're, like, gods, in a sense. I think they created the new Earth when their, like, Earth collapsed, because, like, classic, like, mythology kind of stuff, there was, like, a bad god who was being mean. I don't know, I'm not an expert in made-up mythology.
All right,
but
so long story short,
yeah,
the assassins still go around like killing people. Like, I don't understand how like self-justified
they
are.
Yeah, but they kill mean people, Duke.
Yeah, but like,
I think the moral of the story is, Duke, everyone wants power, and it just you can make up a cause, and you can think it's really good. You can convince yourself it's a good cause, but you're just as bad as the other people.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think that's the moral of the story.
Like, the end of Assassin's Creed, the last one they make in, like, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone else creates some sort of third faction that, like, just smokes weed every day.
Oh, I was thinking that someone was just gonna look into the camera and go, but who are the real monsters here? When there's, like, a pile of Templar and Assassin's dead bodies.
Yeah, and then, like, a dude walks in front of it saying, you think this might be impossible in your universe, but it's not impossible in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it's just Rod Serling. He walks on screen like he does in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
And he's just like, this is a land, this is a dimension of imagination. This is a fifth dimension, unknown.
And then he dies because he's, like, gonna be 80 years in, like, 50 years. He's dead already, isn't he?
I imagine, yeah. I'd imagine that he's been long dead.
Alright.
Because he was, because, I mean, you have to think, he was, like, 30 or so, probably even older than that, when the Twilight Zone was around, which was, it ended in 1963.
Yeah.
And that's from the generation that, like, put grease on their cigarettes.
True.
So, I'm not sure how long he would have lasted.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Oh, well. Well, guess we'll have to hire someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Hire me in, like, 50 years.
Yeah. Do you put grease on your cigarettes, Duke?
Where else would I put it?
Oh, I was thinking on your nads.
Oh. Well, no. That's just a waste.
That is true. But so, Duke, what were you saying? Yeah, so the assassins are all... So who's the real monster here?
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much my, like, Assassin's Creed is gonna, like, turn into that, like, at the last one, probably, mm-hmm. is my interpretation of events. But that's mostly because I watch a lot of science fiction and Star Trek, and whenever you have one person who says, I am the rightful way, and then they also end up murdering a bunch of people, they usually turn out to also be wrong.
But Duke, what about the Prime Directive?
I don't know.
I haven't watched that much of Star Trek, that's all I know about.
Dude, I don't know how the Prime Directive interacts with anything here.
don't stop the assassins from murdering people. That'd like be the prime directive, because you're not supposed to interact with like local cultures or whatever.
I guess so. I don't know.
But like, that's it. All right. So enough about Twilight Zone. Far Cry 4 is going to be Far Cry 3, probably. It's going to look great, A+. Unless they, like, add a whole bunch of the dumb stuff they added to Assassin's Creed Unity, which they might do. So, you know, gonna have to wait for that.
Yeah, man. I mean, probably. That seems like something that, yeah. It seems like Ubisoft just loves ruining IPs. I think that's what they do.
Yeah, well, as a great man once said, I hate Uplay. Well, that's it. Let's end on a high note, talk about how bad Uplay is. Check out our YouTube, PBJcast, at youtube.com. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
You guys look up PBJcast on YouTube.
Yeah. Twitter. You know what? PBJcast.blogspot.com. There's a top little bar there. It just has a link to everything. Just go there. It's a fantastic website. It's a default blog spot. There's all of our episodes there. That's pretty much it. Thanks. Bye. Guten Tag, Fraulein.